Goldstein, Perek Dalet, number 28.
Almost
here.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Okay. And the Gemara is saying, what means by learning, by speaking, that and being happy with the Torah, that makes it to exist. דבר זה מבואר כי כאשר מוציא התורה לפועל על ידי הדיבור. The explanation for that is when person is taking out to the practical world the Torah by the speech. ובשביל זה יש קיום אל התורה. That make the Torah to be existing. כי אז יש לתורה הזאת וקוט אל האדם עצמו שהוא חי ומדבר. But then the Torah will be attached to the person which is alive and speaking. אבל כאשר הוא עוסק בתורה במחשבה בלבד, but when he is learning Torah just by thinking, like reading a newspaper, as we said yesterday, כאילו אין האדם עצמו עוסק בתורה, כי אין המחשבה הוא האדם, רק הדיבור. So
he's making another deeper step. Yesterday we learned that the Onkelos, and the Onkelos was interpreting the posuk ויהי אדם לנפש חיה, כן? The Pasuk on Bereshis is describing like that, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the person, he made a structure on the mud, on the ground, and then Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, he blow the neshama into the person, Vayi adam lenefesh chaya, and then the person become a live person. That's the simple translation. But the Onkelos added another point, which is definition. And we understood that the level of Onkelos is very high. Yes? And the Onkelos said that Lenefesh Chaya means Leruach Memalela, the human being which is able to speak, which is definating the preference of person more than animals. Okay? So that's why he's saying, let's say you are learning, thinking about what you learn, reading that as a newspaper, but just by eyes.
Yeah.
But you haven't fulfilled the point, which is your preference more than animals. Why? Because you just fought.
Yeah.
Yes, but you haven't made that actual into the actual world by the speech. So that's why he's saying, "Ena machshava wadam." Thinking is not enough to be considered yourself. Huh. Yes, myself is when I speak about that. Yes, so that's importance of learning Torah while I'm speaking and not just reading or thinking about. Okay, ולפי הנראה. So, and yesterday we recommended very much that everyone, even that when he's not with Chavuse, while he's sitting, he will read and loudly to himself and sing that. That's like a song. Again, David HaMelech was saying, "Kizmirot ayu li chukecha," saying I was singing your laws, your the Torah. I was learning. I suppose it was gishmak to hear how David HaMelech was learning at the Bes Midrash. Yes. Ulefi anire, ein tzarich levarach klal al haTorah kasher osek b'machshava. Again, it seems now he's saying, "Wow," he's saying another point. That if we are saying that if that's true, that what we are demanded to do is to speak and to take out the Torah by the speech, power of speech, so that means that if I will learn just by thinking, I'm potter of Birkas HaTorah. Yes? So let's say there are some circumstances that I'm allowed to think but not to say. Where? On next to the mikveh, there is room, inner room, that everyone naked. You are not allowed to think. But outside, when half people dressed, so they are allowed to think differently, yes? Another case. Let's say if someone is... I'm thinking to myself, wasn't washing his hands. So Mishnah Berurah is saying he should clean his hands with something, with towel or something like that, and
and said the Kosotera, and he can think. But maybe then he also allowed to speak. But anyway, he's saying, even in case that this is better than nothing to think about Torah, but that's not a level which is obligating you to say Birkas HaTorah. Yes? So to say Birkas HaTorah, I'm allowed when I'm saying that out, practical. Please notice his words. That's halachic question. Halachic. So he's saying Lefi Anire. It seemed to be. Yes, he's not totally poisek. Was big Talmud Chochem, was a posek on his generation, on his community, but it's interesting to compare that to the Mishneh Berurah on Hilchos Birkas HaTorah to see what he's saying, if someone learning by fault, if that's obligated him to say Birkas HaTorah or not. Okay. ועוד, כאשר מוציא הדיבור מנפה, מקבל כוח הזוכר את הדיבור, ונרשם בכוח הזוכר כאשר מוציא הדיבור מנפה. In addition, כאשר מוציא הדיבור מנפה, when he is taking out the speech out of his mouth, מקבל כוח הזוכר את הדיבור. So then, that he is accepting the power of the memory of his speech. ונרשם בכוח הזוכר כאשר מוציא הדיבור מנפה. So that's like written at his brain. So I will explain that by example, like usually from the science world. On universities, they checked what's the best way for students to come into the best knowledge of what's out taught. Yes? So they divided the students into three groups. One group was listening to lectures. One was making also summarizing. One was listening, making summarizing, and repeating. Yes? So here, the Maharal has fourth option, that you will say by mouth. Mm-hmm. Yes? And he is saying something that there is koach hazocher, power of memory, when you heard something, yes. So I would say like that if you will take 100 students, divide them into two groups. One group will read an article and by eyes, and then will be examined about that. The second group will read the article loudly by speech, and then they will be examined. They will know much better, according to the Maharal. Why? Because they used two senses. One sense of seeing and thinking about. The second one is the speech. So while you spoke, so that was a reality of the world which came into your memory by hearing yourself. The same as you hear from someone else, you hear from yourself. That's also like after it was used, power of speech. And that's why it would be much better. Ulekach amru, that's why this amru sham, that's why the Chazal said on the Gemara, Shia Isek Batoirat, the one that is learning, busy with the Torah, medakdek bilshono. He should be very exact on his words. Shekasher medakdek bilshono, when he is exacting the words, אז תורתו מתקיימת, then his Torah will be existing. וזה אומרם בני יהודה שהקפידו על לשונם, תורתם מתקיימת בידם. בני גליל שלא הקפידו על לשונם, לא נתקיימה בידם. So there is more somewhere that compared different areas on Eretz Yisrael, גליל and יהודה. You know, by the Romans it was two different kingdoms. Yes? So the those who lived on Yehuda were taking care to make the exact to say correct way. Yeah. And the Bnei Galil not. They said but by general, not so exact. They didn't care if that's exact details, said by general. So the Torah wasn't mitkayemet.
didn't, איך אומרים, לא נשאר, didn't last on the next generations. ומפרשים שם, מתוך שהקפידו על השנה, מנת חילו סימנים, ונתקיימה תורתם בידם. So because they took care for the process of learning so much, so that's why they made signs. And that's caused the Torah to be last more. דאמרין על שם, אין התורה נקנית אלא בסימנים. Yes, so you need signs. That's why, that's something which these days there are everyone that wants to learn to be teacher or was teacher, so he's learning very fast that he must use patterns to help the memory of the pupils to be better and to understand better. Okay, so I will bring a few examples. First, let's say, for example, on Hakodesh Pesach, we are saying כנגד ארבעה בנים דיברה תורה. So we are first counting, yes? ארבע כוסות, yes? ארבע לשונות גאולה. We are making a number for rules, for principles. Then that's easier to remember. עשרת המכות, yes? Dividing that into three groups. So everything that צח רבי יהודה היה נותן בהם סימנים. He gave simanim. Why he gave simanim? Because that's easier to remember 3, 3, and 4, that's a chadash b'achav, than remembering dam tzvar de akinim, arov de'ever shechin barad arbe choshech b'chorot. Yes? So, I saw a clip on university that he gave 10 digits. Yes? And for 3 seconds see that, now repeat it. No one couldn't. Yes? But then they gave the same 3 digits and divided that into 3 groups, 3, 3, and 4. Mm-hmm. And everyone succeeded to repeat after 3 seconds. Why? Because by us it becomes by simanim. It becomes easier to remember because instead of remembering 10 things, I'm remembering just 3. Like 3 words in numbers, yes? So that's why it's much easier. So now we, so what he's saying, that's why he's saying, do simanim, do signs for yourself that you will remember. Yes? כי צריך האדם להניח סימנים בתורתו, ועל ידי זה התורה נתקיימת בידו. Person should put himself signs in order to, and then he will remember. כי אז נרשם העניין שלמד בכוח הזוכר בשביל הסימן וזוכו. Because of the sign, then he is able to remember. ודבר זה עצמו, הטעם שצריך להוציא הדיבור מן הפה. That's the reason that he should take out the speech from his mouth. כי אז נרשם העניין שלמד בכוח הזוכר המקבל. Then it's like written on the power of memory of him. ועוד נתבהר זה אצל מסורת סייג לתורה, שאין התורה נקנית, אלא על ידי סימנים עיין שם. So, one of the principles that I used when I was teaching at Talmud Torah, so let's say we learned Mishnayot, yes? So Mishnayot, Mishnah Maseret Shabbos, so many Maseretes, okay? Maseret Kilayim, every Maseret almost. So the Mishnah brings usually many cases. So I made always table on the board with divided into 3 corners. Mikre din tam. Mikre mean case. Din means the haloche, asur, mutar, chayav, patur, yes? And the third one, reason. So that makes a brain to that science, because you have megirot, hours at your brain to put everything settled on the right shape, and that makes that's general for the whole Shisha Seder Mishneh. That helps you very much to remember things afterwards if you are making that by your thinking right way, or sometimes even writing on the paper. Okay, so let's start Perek Hei. ובפרק כיצד מעברים, אינה גמור מסר סירובין. אומר רבי שיזבי משום רבי אלעזר בן עזריה, מי דכסיב לא יחתוך רוך רמייה צידו, לא יחיה ולא יאריך ימים צייד הרמאי.
yes? This long sentence, yes? So that means לא יחרוך רמיה צידו, לא יחיה ולא יאריך ימים צייד הרמאי. So there is hunter, someone that is trying to catch animals or birds, yes? So if he's cheating, he won't succeed. Yes, he won't succeed on his business. So the Gemara is asking, what does it mean? What is it, the advices for how to catch animals for hunters? So Rabbi Shimon Omar, Sayad Aramai Yachroch. Yes. So Kiata Rav Dimi explained. Mashal, this is parallel. Letzat Zipurim, someone that catch birds. אם ראשון ראשון משבר כנפיו מתקיים בידו ואם לאו אין מתקיים בידו. So let's say he catched a bird and he's tying it that the bird won't use the wings to fly away, yes, then that will be kept by him. But if he just put that into the box, the bird will fly off after 10 seconds and he won't have anything. All what he catched. So Amar Rove Amar Schoira Amar Avuna. My dichtiv hon mehevelimat. So Rove is explaining what means money from nonsense becomes less. Im esim adam torato chavilot chavilot mitmaetet. Vim kovetz aliyad aliyad irbe. If person is trying to gather everything together, he will lose everything. Don't jump, as we're saying, don't jump on the ladder twice at once. Yes, do one by one. But if you make first group, then you are adding another one, another one, another one. You are making step by step, then you will be able to keep your Torah. Okay, so that's for today. Thank you.